Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is October the 18th, 2023, Wednesday, Daily Bread. And we just want to say thank you so much for coming and listening to the good news of Jesus Christ, another day of living in the light of God's word. We just want to thank you that you come and partake of the oasis, the booth camp, and the rivers of living water. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, in his ability. So, Father, we just want to say thank you for every listener. Thank you, Father, that you speak through your Holy Spirit the words that you want me to say. And I thank you, Father, that all the good news that we hear is the eternal, living, everlasting word. You're the one that gives us the word to strengthen us, to encourage us, to give us the plan that you have for us. For us, Lord God, you give us our assignment. You've given us our course to run, our race to run, and we do it with all the joy that you've given us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So I thank you so much, Father, for loving us, for taking so great care of us, for protecting us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that is a supernatural magnetic shield all around us to protect us. In the evil days that we're living in, Father, I thank you that you are our strong tower. You are our refuge, a place of safety, Father, that we can run to. And we just want to say thank you for every listener. May you touch their hearts, and may they receive what you say, Father, your word that brings health and strength and encouragement every day for us. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we bless you, Lord. Amen, amen. Well, you all know that I love to give you good nuggets, gold nuggets, that when I read something that I like, I want to share it with you, because if it did me good, and it strengthened me and gives me wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God, I want you to be able to partake of all the good news and all the gold nuggets that God gives us to encourage us, to get us through, that our faith is steadfast, unmovable, and we go forth to the other side in victory. Amen? And today we're going to be doing, and you know I love to speak about healing. I really do, because if we don't have our health, we're not going to do any good. But when we're healed and we walk in the abundant health that God's given us, you know what? We will fulfill everything God has for us, and we can be a blessing to others. Amen? So today we're going to be speaking on Kenneth E. Hagin. Kenneth E. Hagin, Health Food Devotions. Amen? And this is the scripture, Psalms 138:2. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. His word is the eternal, living, everlasting word, and you can take it to the bank. Because what God says, he will perform it, and he will do it. He never goes back on his word. So we need to be saying what God says, what God says in his word. Amen? What does God's word say to you? What does God's word say to you and to me? Amen? So much of the time we accept the testimony of our physical senses instead of accepting the testimony of God's word. Can I hear an amen? We pay attention more to our physical symptoms than we do the word of God. And when those physical symptoms show up, trying to attack our bodies, we can speak to them and say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have been healed. And if I've been healed, then I am healed. Amen. What does God's word say? Isaiah 53:4-5. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed. Amen? Instead of stopping to ask ourselves that question, We let our physical senses dominate us. Amen. Instead of stopping to ask ourselves that question, we let our physical sense dominate us instead of the word of God dominating us, that by his stripes we were healed. If we were healed, then we are healed. Amen. Now you can ask that question on any subject. For instance, what does God's word say about sickness? Does God's word have anything to say about sickness? Yes, it does. Certainly it does. Don't spend, excuse me. Don't spend all your time talking about how sick you are and what your symptoms are and what the doctor said about it. If you keep talking like that, you'll die. We don't want to give any place to sickness or disease. Amen. We want to live. We want the abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. Amen. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus says, I came to give you the abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. In the face of sickness, stop and ask yourself, what does God's word say about this disease? Matthew 8:17. That's one of my scriptures I always say on the healing services. Every month, at the end of the month, we do that. And Matthew 8:17 said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen. So we don't have to bear it. So we give it over to the Lord. We cast it on to him. What are you going to do with that? Believe it and confess it. And if you really believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth, the reality of it will be created in your life. It doesn't happen overnight, people of God. No, we work the word and we keep our faith out there and we keep speaking the word, even though sometimes the physical evidence of our healing is not out here in the physical, but we know from the inside, God works healing from the inside out. And we know that by his stripes, we are healed from the inside. Amen. We have to continually practice God's word for it to work. And it needs to be spoken out of our mouth. That's how we release our faith, because we believe what God says in his word, and you can take his word to the bank and withdraw it from the bank of heaven. Amen. You may have to confess some scriptures for a while, but if you continue and don't give up, you'll see the reality of it. Yeah, because the more we say the scriptures, guess what? Your body believes it, and your body will line up with the word of God. But if we don't confess it, guess what? We don't have any faith. We don't believe it. But the more we confess it, it becomes reality. It gets into our spirit. Amen. It first goes to our mind. We have it in our mind. But then the more we speak the word of God, the more faith we get, and it goes into our spirit, man. So when the symptoms try to come against us, or the enemy throws sickness and disease, I'll tell you what. The Spirit of God will raise up a standard like a flood. The Spirit of God will raise up a standard against that sickness and disease. Amen. What does God say about our situation, your situation or my situation? I search and I find out. Then I believe it and confess God's word. I continually practice God's word. I continually give God's word first place in my life. I continually give God's word first place in my life. That's what we need to do. Give God's word first place, not what the doctor says. Yes, I'm not against doctors. You take your medicine like they tell you, but then you continue to confess the word of God. Don't let the word of God leave your mouth or your heart. Amen. Even the Lord says, this book of the law, Joshua 1:8, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate day and night to observe to do all that is said, and then you will prosper, and then you will have good success. You'll prosper in your body. You'll have good success in your body and your health. Amen? Thank you, Father. We just bless you. We honor you, Lord God. Let me give you some good, the Word of God. Good news is found throughout the Word of God. Good news is found throughout the Word of God. Can I hear an amen? Jesus Christ is good news. He is the best news that you can ever know. The love of God is good news. The forgiveness of our sins is good news. The blessings of the Lord is good news. The peace of God in this crazy world is good news. Can I hear an amen? This evil world that is all around us, amen? The grace of God for our daily lives is good news. The joy of the Lord is our strength, is good news. The hope of heaven is good news, because we know we are heaven bound, and that heaven is our eternal home. When we step from this earth into glory, we go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? The hope of heaven is good news. By his stripes we were healed is good news. Can I hear an amen? John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. What good news is that? When you get right down to it, all good and lasting news center around the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to hear some good news, listen to Jesus, Mark 9:7. This is my beloved son. Hear him. If you want to experience good news, believe Jesus, speak Jesus, trust Jesus, obey his commandments, and follow him all your days here on earth. Can I hear an amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And in other words, don't lean onto what your mind is telling you. Trust in the Lord, and don't lean on your own understanding what your mind is saying, but lean on the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in you. And that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to do in every situation, because we have the Word of God, and we can use the Word of God in any situation we may encounter. Every attack, every temptation, every sickness and disease, every tribulation or calamity or destruction, depression, loneliness, whatever it may be, we have the answer. We have it in the 66 books of the Bible, the Holy Written Word of God. He's given it to us so we can take the Word and apply it, and we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We just want to say thank you once again for joining us. Brother Andrew will be with you next week on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I think it's healing service. So we just want to say thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming and hearing the Word of God and obeying the Word. We're not only hearers, but we are doers of the words. We're not spectators, amen? We're participators always when it comes to the Word of God. We love you. We thank you for watching us on YouTube. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, and you be strengthened and encouraged with the word that is coming forth into your life. We love you. God bless you. Have a great evening. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Amen. God bless you.